Live. Guys, it doesn't matter how good your relationship is. You can have disagreements. You can have arguments. But I don't think they're any quite as weird as the silent ones that you have.
Mm-hmm.
They're never spoken about, but there is a war going on and it's never said.
Because they're so dumb.
They're really dumb.
Yeah.
So there's one going on at our house at the moment where we had an Apple TV remote, right? And we lost it. And it was gone for ages and ages and we had to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crap. It doesn't work that well. So we've got a good remote and a bad Apple TV remote. The thing is that I keep getting the bad one, working out which one it is. It doesn't press the buttons very well. And then I hide it because I don't want it to be used. And then we can just use the good one and it's fine.
Why don't you get rid of the bad one?
Yeah.
Because if we lose the good one,
oh, you want to spare?
We at least have one still there.
Okay. Where are you hiding it?
Yeah, where are you putting it?
Oh, like near the pens and stuff. I just put it behind the pens.
Or it goes in that drawer with all the weird things
all
that
the
you
other
have.
Stuff.
Like, sorry, do you have a specific...
Stuff?
Like
pen area.
Pen area.
Yeah, he loves his pens. You know Nick loves pens.
Have you ever described anything in your house as specific as the pen area?
Absolutely not. Not
how,
a chance.
What are you going to do when you need to jot something?
I don't have an area for pens. I go in a drawer, like the miscellaneous drawer. There might be a pen in there, but
yes.
You've got a whole area for pens.
We've got two mugs of pens.
The pen area, if you will.
How much are you jotting down in your regular day that you can't put in the notes on your phone?
Yeah. He writes a diary. You know that.
This is true.
Yeah, when I yell, Eureka, and come up with an idea, I need to rush to the pen area.
Yeah,
the pen area. Then I'll go back to the paper area. And
sketch
then combine
yourself.
Those two.
Hope you're using the pens like you're sharing them around, so you're not just using the same pen.
No.
Oh, totally.
No.
Absolutely.
Even ink distribution across all pens.
Vital.
Anyway, back to the silent war.
Yeah.
Without fail, by the time I then reach to go to the Apple remotes, there's two back there. So the only way that this is happening, we've never discussed it, my wife Georgette and I, is Georgette is going to the pen area. She's getting the bad Apple remote and then she's putting it back with the good one for reasons that can't be explained. Like if we'd lost the good one, right, it would make sense that she would get it out and put it back.
In but the remote area.
In the
Why
remote
does she
area.
Like the bad one though?
I don't know, but she keeps
You know
putting
what it,
back. It
is? Because there's a remote in the pen area.
Oh.
What doesn't belong in the pen area?
Remotes. And batteries. Mainly remotes.
Exactly.
Yes.
She is... conscious of contaminating the pen area.
Yeah, the side of the pen area. She doesn't want to ruin it.
You need the spare Apple remote area and put it there. So then it's in its spot.
We
and
don't have any areas left. Yeah. There's a storage
the
issue in
block.
Our house.
Yeah,
you
know,
a
lot going
you're
on.
In a full-on war and you need to win.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's not totally unusual. We have a silent dishwasher war as well.
Yeah.
Georgette stacks it in a different way. I restack it.
Oh,
and then she'll continue
so
putting
petty.
The bowls in an area where I don't want the bowls. It's clear, like, it's like top left, big plates, bottom right, little plates, top right, little bowls, bottom left, big bowls.
There's a lot of bowls.
There's a lot of bowls. Yeah, it's just a bowl washer.
There's a bowl area. Yeah.
She'll intentionally put a little plate with the little bowls. When it's like a clear thing, I'll move it and then she'll just move like a bowl into the plate area.
Growing up, I waged war on my whole family. It was me against those three because my parents were always chocolate in the fridge people.
Oh.
Like whether it was Chocky Biscuits or Ferreros, whatever, but I'm a chocolate in the pantry.
Yeah.
So I would take all of it, put in the pantry, but inevitably you'd go back. Ah,
you just keep
put
going
it back in the fridge.
Forth.
But
it's
you
the never ending war.
Never discussed.
Mm.
This is what you have to do.
Yeah.
You need to break the bad remote. You need to kind of break it so when she tries to use it,
put
it doesn't
it
work at all.
Condition.
And you're like, I told you, it's so dodgy. We can never use it anymore.
Yeah. The war is worth winning and not having a spare.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You cross that bridge and you come to it.
Sacrifice the bad remote.
Georgette will be in the car at the moment, so I might get in trouble for this, but...
Oh, damn.
The problem is that Georgette is so inept at using the Apple remote that she wouldn't be able to tell which one's the broken one.
Oh, God.
Well, she might break the good one.
Possible, but again, she wouldn't know.
Is this
I could take the batteries out and she would just assume it's user error.
And all they want to do with this remote is just watch ABC and SBS.
Which, you know, just leave it on the channel. Why do they even need a remote?
I know.
Just
leave it on SBS On Demand.
Just leave it on SBS. We know that's what you're using it for.
Next episode of our, you know, Swedish noir drama.
Death in Paradise or something, you know what I mean?
Well, it wouldn't be in English, would it?